resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
So once somebody has unleashed this magic for whatever reason, particularly in combat scenarios, let's briefly go over the idea of how to handle getting hit by a spell, because characters could do this, but then also characters could be the rebuttal of some of these different attacks if the enemy has spells. So things like when you see a spell save DC, what does that mean? Just how you engage with taking a spell attack.
Yeah, so what that gets into is spell attacks and save DCs, difficulty checks. Whenever you make an attack in D&D, you are going to roll a d20 and add some relevant bonus to it. For a fighter or something, it's really easy. It's your proficiency plus typically your strength bonus. But for a wizard or a sorcerer or whomever, if they cast Firebolt, pew pew, then that's not based on their strength or even really their dexterity. What that's actually based on is something called your spell attack modifier. And if you are playing a character that can cast spells, it is in the character description for you under spell casting ability. And the simple calculation is very familiar. The spell attack modifier is your proficiency bonus plus your spell casting modifier. So in a wizard's case, that's intelligence. And it'll tell you what that is. So, a cleric uses his wisdom to cast spells. So his would be his proficiency bonus plus his wisdom bonus. A wizard uses intelligence. So it's a proficiency bonus plus his intelligence modifier. A bard uses charisma. So that's going to be his charisma bonus plus his proficiency bonus. And that's how you figure that out. And so if you have a +4 to intelligence and you have a proficiency of 2, then it's a +6 to make that spell attack, no matter what level of spell it is. But there are some spells that don't target specific people. They have an area of effect. Fireball is a great example of this. And so what that means is that people caught in that area of effect, they have to do the rolling, not the person who cast the spell. So what they're trying to do is to resist the spell's effect. And it'll tell you in the description of the spell what kind of ability roll they have to make. And so in the case of Fireball, that's going to be a dexterity saving throw. And so they roll it, they add their relevant modifier to the d20 roll, and they're trying to beat a certain number. Well, in the same spot in your character description, it gives you your spell save DC. It's a little more steps, but still very simple. It's 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus your spell casting modifier. So for a wizard, it would be 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus your intelligence modifier. So a first level wizard would be really common to see it be 8 plus 2 plus 4. So the DC is 14. Now as you gain levels, you have ways of your proficiency bonus goes up, your spell casting modifier might go up. And so it gets harder and harder for people to resist your spells and vice versa from the bad guys. And so that's DCs or spell attack bonuses.
And on some character sheets, that's actually kind of has its own little place that it lives. And I believe it's on the page typically with your spells. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. Right there on the top with your spells, because the reason that you're going to be using these handy references is because you've chosen to cast a spell, so it's back there with your spells.
Thanks so much for tuning in with us and equipping the Compendium this week, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. If you want some resources in between episodes, make sure that you subscribe to our podcast so you're first to know when the next episode airs. And you can also follow us on social media. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter by searching for The Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M. And we share a lot of great content in between episodes there to help you continue to learn D&D or kind of hit home some of these concepts that we talk about in each episode. We hope that you guys will join us for our next episode, which continues our discussion delving further into the world of D&D to help you spend less time learning and more time actually playing.